The following is a rockradioshow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the toilet?
These are
dude
floats.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're going road tripping on Total Divas, episode 12. We're going to Mexico. And a whole lot more shenanigans as the Divas get down in Mexico. And we'll tell you all about it right after the break. Listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. I just gotta let it out. Show it to the world and spread it all around. Feel it burning in my body. It's time for them to see what I've got in me. I wanna let it out. I just gotta let it out. Show it to the world and spread it all around. Hot. How does he do this without burning himself?
I don't know, but there's way too much smoke.
Yeah, there is.
Just do the line.
Oh, right. Right. We're here.
Every Thursday night, be a part of the experience known as The Rack. From all of the latest wrestling news, discussions, recaps of NXT and SmackDown, interviews with all of our favorite superstars, and more. Follow the Buzzards to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch! Put that man down! Your actions have consequences, and you know what? You're out of here! You're suspended! You know what? You're suspended indefinitely! Get out of my building now! Now get out!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is
is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack Extra, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are with Nikki Bella as she's studying Spanish at John Cena's house.
Hola,
with a tutor.
Hola, si, no, muy bien. She wants to embrace her nationality more. Oh, good lord.
Is she learning how to talk dirty in Spanish?
Apparently so. Apparently she's learning dirty talk. Okay.
That was awkward. Okay, so the quote, "I'll deal with my relationship and my husband, stay out of my business." Who said it?
Naomi.
Oh my.
We're at a live event, an actual live event.
Lana.
Oh god, we gotta like and retweet things that Nikki or Natty sent on Twitter.
Oh god, Natty. Oh god, you precious little cinnamon roll you. And they're going to Mexico, baby!
When we divas get days off, it's a big deal. Apparently, Alicia and Naomi aren't allowed to fight.
Oh my god, this is gonna be... Natty! Is she, like, trying to flirt with Trinity? Like, what is going on? Anyway, we're at Raw in Chicago with Natty. And I think Cesaro. Yes, that's a Cesaro.
Oh my god, they have each other as screensavers on their phones, Tyson and
that's
Cesaro.
Like the best thing ever! Oh my god! It takes the broship to a whole new level.
We're now introducing Cesaro to the whole Diva universe.
Natty, just hook up with Cesaro, please. We all ship it. Just do it.
They have man crushes on each other. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
The Cesaro kid relationship. Wow.
Oh my god, Cesaro and Natty, you're gonna fight over TJ. I cannot wait.
And Cesaro probably will win.
And Cesaro will probably... TJ on a pole match. Natty versus Cesaro.
We have Naomi and Brie going at it in the ring.
With everybody watching backstage.
She's now smacking, using her ass on the back of the head of Brie.
Against the rope.
Against the rope.
Basically, she humped Brie.
Yeah.
And, Hubby Deer is not the least bit happy about it.
He's not happy everyone seeing her booty. Like, save it for when we get home. God.
Oh, Jimmy is not happy.
Hey, JBL made told you this in the background.
We have a Layla, we have a Rosa,
and Paige,
a Paige.
Scaring Rosa.
Hey, look, it's TJ, we found him.
And Sandow's there.
The total diva, Damian Sandow.
Alright, and Cesaro is sitting right next to TJ.
That's awesome! I love this!
Apparently TJ talks to or about Cesaro all the time.
They're gonna fight over TJ!
The love is strong.
Oh my god! Like, they're actually legit gonna fight over TJ.
God, Byron, you're so WWE politically correct, it's not even funny.
Byron, don't help. You're not helping right now.
And now we had the gun show from Cesaro.
And he's just playing it up. It's awesome.
We're now in Mexico.
We're on vacation in Mexico. That's some wacky looking pineapples.
Brie is putting on some sort of mask.
They're doing hydrating masks because their skin is dry from the flight. Nice house.
So we've arrived at the real world. Oh wait, no, we've arrived at the Total Divas house. They have a chef, a jacuzzi, a view looking over the ocean. We're now taking pictures in the order, where Nikki is taking basically a shot of Bree's ass.
It's definitely nice. Oh, we have a hot house person. Oh dear. Oh, this is gonna get awkward. Apparently her dad unfollowed her and blocked her.
So she's very busy. If you bust her balls, she'll give you the middle finger, basically. Wait, what?
Oh my.
Their father is now having a baby.
Oh, that's awkward. So Mama Bella's getting remarried, and Dad's having a kid. Oh, that's awkward.
So let's see. Brie wants a kid. Nikki wants to be married. Huh.
Well, that's gotta be awkward to be in your 30s, and your father is having another child.
Yeah.
Y'all, use coasters. It's a rental.
Here come the rest of the girls.
So there's Natty.
And Paige.
And Paige. Oh god, Paige is gonna get sun.
Wait, what?
Okay, so apparently somebody's getting arrested and sent back.
Naomi and Alicia got arrested because they got in a fight.
Wait, what? The question actually came out, is TJ gay? I don't even know what to do with that. But okay, so where do we start with this? Because we can kind of see where this is going. So basically, Daddy Bella is having another baby, and Nikki, thanks to, I guess, positive living and a little bit of therapy, is in a good place with it. She's okay with it. Bree, however, is not. And Bree is highly upset about it, basically due to her contentious relationship with her father.
Correct.
And I can completely, totally understand that. I don't have that. But, you know, it's, that has to be weird. That has to be awkward to be in your 30s and have your father and his girlfriend or wife at this point, I don't know if they're even married, having a kid together, especially when he's 51. Like, think about that. When the kid is Nikki and Bree's age that they are right now, he'll be in his 80s.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome that he and the girlfriend are having a kid, but it's like, that's just weird, you know?
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very
because
weird.
If he's 51 and she's having a baby, that means that she's potentially in her 30s?
Probably a few years older than the Bellas.
I would say mid to late 30s, possibly even early 40s, but still, wow. But yeah, I can see where Bree is kind of awkward about it and kind of upset with it, especially since, you know, he blocked her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, unfollowed her and blocked her on Instagram because she supposedly told him that she can't see him, which I have a feeling there's more to that.
Oh, yeah.
That she's not saying. I could be wrong, but I have a feeling there's more to that.
Oh, probably.
But what are your thoughts on it?
It's weird. The best way to describe it is weird. And then I keep thinking, you compare it to, Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of relate it in that situation. What his kids go through now that they're not as old as the Bella twins, but it's the same sort of situation. It's just weird. I don't know. It's just very, very weird. We'll get more into it as we go, as we're back from break.
Yeah. So we're back in Mexico. Foxy and Naomi got arrested.
They're being sent back to America. I don't think they were arrested, but I think they weren't.
They're probably detained.
Yeah. Because we would have heard if they were actually arrested. They were drinking on the fly, I guess. What's the deal between the two?
There's some beef between Natty or Trin and Foxy.
And apparently that was a joke. It was all a joke. Because there they are. They just stepped on stuff.
She stepped on a cactus.
Now the prank's on her. And now they're reacting to the prank. It's awesome.
So they're here. Everybody's drinking. Paige has a ginormous sombrero.
Because she can't be near the sun.
Because she can't be near the sun.
The sun is the devil.
And hey, it's Nikki's boobs.
Thank you for mentioning it, because I wasn't going to, because it was right there. Now he's afraid that the Swiss flag is going to be brought into the bedroom. And now Paige is making an announcement.
And she whips out the ring.
Nikki's like, has hell frozen over?
No, she said freezed. Has hell freezed over? Hell frozen, Nikki.
I was trying to help her there.
Oh, Alicia's pissed.
Uh-huh. Oh god, this is going to set Alicia off. Paige is like, when you know, you know. Oh, there's a lot of judgment going on. A lot of it.
Alicia's not okay with this.
No.
And she, to her valid point, she's trying to make sure Paige doesn't do anything stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like, don't forget me. I'm in the wedding.
I want to see that wedding. And now it's raining. Boo sad. Oh, my God. That poor man. He's in a house with a bunch of women.
To get TJ's attention, she's doing a sexy photo shoot. We're doing sexy photo shoots.
Trinity's not going to be a part of the
sexy photo shoot. Apparently, John's not okay with the new Naomi.
Basically, he's not happy with her gear, how sexy she's being. He wants her to be a little bit more modest.
I thought she was wearing less when she was a Funkadactyl.
She wore pants when she was a Funkadactyl, so she's actually wearing less now.
It's like, it's hard because your ass is so huge.
Oh, Natty's drunk.
Now they want the bartender to take the shirt off.
No, 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 this is bad. This is such a... Natty? Natty, keep your pants on.
Oh, and why is she taking... She's taking herself... Oh, my...
Natty, you are a married woman.
This is what happens when it rains in Mexico and you have nothing to do. We're now jumping in pools.
Hope nobody has their phone on them.
They're now trying to toss her in because she doesn't want to get her off and wet, and there she goes into the pool.
She doesn't have underwear.
Now Natty is chasing Paige. Now we're wrestling on the beach.
I don't even know what to do with this right now. They are completely drunk.
We had Natty with a suplex to Paige on the beach. Natty wants to do this as a reminder. She has breasts.
I feel so bad for Natty. I really do.
Oh my god. This is awkward.
This is so awkward.
She's getting covered in seaweed. Because Cause...
Oh, that's a good one. Natty, honey, there is no amount of Photoshop that can fix that. I'm sorry.
No. No.
Bree's not going out.
Nikki's explanation is because of the Mexican side of her father. That's why Bree wants to stay home and get drunk. Okay.
That was a hula, Nikki.
She's in Spanish 101. She'll get there. Natty's obsessed with Cesaro. Hey, there's a Roman.
Natty, flirt with Roman. Flirt with Roman.
Oh, Paige is up to something.
Paige is so done. Okay. So... this is what happens when you turn divas loose in Mexico with alcohol. This is exactly what happens. High quality entertainment, y'all.
That's basically the best way to describe this. High quality entertainment.
Y'all.
Y'all. High quality entertainment, y'all.
You're such a northerner.
Yes, I am. Y'all.
Y'all.
Y'all. Anyway.
So where do we even want to start with that beyond Natty is like...
Natty is jealous of Cesaro.
Natty is completely jealous of Cesaro, which, okay, they're married. Natty and TJ are, you know, TJ spending a lot of time with Cesaro. They're BFFs. They're selling the storyline that they're BFFs. You know, there's chemistry there. They get along. And, you know, honestly, it makes me really happy that TJ has a guy friend.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It does. Because you think about TJ and the fact that he... spends all of his time with Natty, which is not a bad thing, but no, it's like he needs a guy to hang out with, and you never see him do that.
No, here's the thing. He doesn't hang out with Natty. He hangs out with the cats.
Yeah, he hangs out with the cats. Thank you. So the fact that he's hanging out with a human being is kind of awesome.
That's the first step, human interaction.
Although, you know, when you I get part of it is all for the show. Like, I get that. But it's stuff like this that makes you wonder what really goes on in the Wilson bedroom.
Apparently not a lot.
Apparently not a lot. Which I feel bad for Natty because Natty is really wants to go there.
Yeah.
Like, really wants to. You know, she's, and TJ just doesn't seem that interested in it. Which that's fine. You know, not judging, but it's like you have somebody that wants to apparently have a lot of sex and somebody that doesn't, and it's like, okay. Because this is seems to be a persistent problem.
Yes, yes, it does.
At least on the show, it does. I don't know if it's actually true in their relationship. As we come back from break, we'll get into this more. Hey, Iguana.
And more pictures.
Taking more pictures. We're out by the pool.
Natty.
Oh my God, this is going to be bad. Mm-hmm. I can already feel it. Something bad is going to happen.
So Daniel Bryan's on the phone.
And it's pouring rain again.
She's explaining to Bryan what's going on and, you know, with the new child that's on the way. And yeah.
Basically, Brian's trying to be supportive, and he's basically telling her not to get too worked up about it.
Right. Nikki said bye, and Brian didn't say bye, and Bree was like, he didn't say bye, bitch.
Wait, did she say it didn't feel real, so she took it off?
Uh-huh, I think.
Or did she lose it?
I don't know. We'll find out. We're now talking about dresses for the wedding.
Oh, she found the ring. We're good. She's got the ring.
Okay, we're good. Here's to one penis for the rest of your life. And now they're putting a veil on Paige. It's her wedding cage. It's starting to become real, isn't it?
It's starting to become real, but it's also... it's becoming more suffocating because I don't see her having a traditional wedding. I can literally see her being the one... oh, God, they bought the veil.
And why is Nikki wearing it?
Because Nikki's the perpetual bride.
Oh, God. We're now at a bar. Now, Nikki is twerking, everyone's twerking.
Oh, Brie.
And Brie is awful at it. I have no words.
But Natty's still the whitest person there.
Yes. Well, yeah.
And now we're having pancakes for breakfast, and fruit.
Brie's history is a margarita on the beach, not seeing the ruins.
Brie wants to relax, she wants to chill, she wants to hang out by the pool. I don't begrudge her that. With their travel schedule, I wouldn't want to do anything either.
Right. So she is admitting that it's because of her father, so... Nikki's telling her you don't want to live with regret.
And that's true, you don't. But taking a day or two to step back and reconsider doesn't hurt anything.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, she needs to get it right in her own head. It's not, you don't force her to go back into it without thinking it.
Apparently Natty sold her house.
Oh God, Fox and Trent are going to get into it.
Apparently her twerking video made Instagram. Oh, the downfalls of social media. Oh God. Oh God, Paige. Wait, what? I'm confused.
Okay, so before we go there, because apparently, like, Paige is, like, fine with it, but she's not fine with it. We'll get to that. To answer your question from earlier, it's not necessarily that it's becoming real. It's she's being suffocated by it, because it's once you find out, for women, once you find out somebody's engaged, it's automatic. Oh, where are you getting married? You know, have you picked out your dress? You know, your flowers, this, that, and the other. And basically wedding talk automatically consumes your life, because it's once you get engaged, it's you don't really have a long engagement, or you're not expected to. The average expectancy for one is usually about a year. Honestly, truthfully, for most women I've ever known, once somebody gets engaged, it's okay, well, you have to get married, or they usually get married in between a year to utmost of 2 years. There are the women and men that wait, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, or, you know, do it in 6 months. There's a variety of range, but generally most people that I've ever known, it's been about a year.
Right.
So it's like, once you get engaged, it's, you hit the ground running, and you have to get a dress, and you have to pick out your flowers, and you have to pick a venue, and you have to pick a date, and you have to get tuxes, and you have to pick wedding party and a photographer and all this other crap that you have to get for a wedding. And so for her, it's a very suffocating thing, because it's pulling her down, and it's tying her down, and it's putting her in one place.
Right.
Very, very, very quickly. And it's making her commit. And Paige has one commitment, which is wrestling. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't seem to commit well to anything else. If you've noticed that about her, she doesn't.
This is true.
So for her to people being, you know, it's like to doing a, asking her about having a traditional wedding, that's not going to work. Because you can see it. You can see that's not what she wants.
Right.
And she's telling everybody, I want to wait. I want a long engagement. I don't want to get married right away. We just want to kind of figure it out. Nobody's listening to her. Nobody. And part of it is she's not voicing it loud enough, but also it's nobody is hearing it. And now that it's, hey, I'm engaged, the pressure's now on of, oh, you have to get married.
Right.
Well, that's not 100% true. You know, they could stay perpetually engaged for the rest of their lives, or they could get married tomorrow. It's up to them.
Right.
As we come back for break.
Yeah. He doesn't want to, she wants to be a good wife and not disappoint her husband. The word is fun energy for how sexy they can be on TV. Fun energy.
Wait, they're comparing the warrior dance to what she's doing? Uh-huh. Seriously?
Yeah, that, okay.
Wow. Wow, that's just, and she's wearing that to go to Mayan ruins? So we're at the Mayan ruins.
Hey,
they're all tooling around in heels. Bree ends up going.
Yeah, Bree went. There's a crow and Paige gets hit with a tree.
Oh God. Oh God, here it is, Dusty Rhodes. Oh God, no. Oh, Paige is like heartbroken. Dusty! I don't want to talk. Do we have to do this? Do we really have to do this? I don't want to do this.
You have to do this.
I don't want to do the thing.
We're showing a highlight reel of the American Dween, Dusty Rhodes, baby.
With the Bella Twins.
And they're trying to push through what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Oh, Paige. Poor thing. Basically, they're talking about how attached everyone from NXT is to Dusty, and they all are, but Paige probably especially, because she worked with him every day.
Yeah, she's talking about you know, what Dusty would call her and everything. It's just, it's touching.
Yeah, it's what he meant to her.
And they're breaking down.
Alrighty. Okay. We're not gonna talk about the thing. We've already talked about the thing.
Go listen to the show.
Go listen to the show, but, you know, just to emphasize, he meant a great deal to everybody, and you can tell how important he was to everybody there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he touched everybody in the business in some fashion, because yeah. Everybody's got a Dusty story.
Everyone does, yeah.
So, but to kind of go back a little bit to the Instagram thing,
uh-huh.
Alicia's justification of saying, well, you shouldn't have done it. If you knew I was filming, dude, that's not cool. Like, I shouldn't have to moderate my behavior on the off chance that you're going to film me. All you have to say is, hey, I took this video. Are you okay with me posting it on Instagram?
Right.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. It's a simple question. But to say that, oh, it's her fault that she twerked and Alicia took, that basically it's her fault that Alicia took the video because she twerked. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. I'm sorry. You know, if you take a video of somebody doing that, it's, hey, are you okay if I post this?
Right.
Because I'm sure it seems perfectly simple of, oh, she's just twerking, it's fine. But in their jobs, somebody could take that wrong, somebody could take offense, that could get her in trouble.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's as stupid as it is, it could get her in a lot of trouble. And if nothing else, it'll cause trouble with John. Because obviously he wants her to be a little bit more modest.
Right.
That's just how he is. So it's... you know, all you have to do is say, hey, are you okay with this? Are you okay if I post this? Or, oh, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. Let me take that down for you.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, next time I'll ask.
Right. Just little things like that. Yeah.
It's just, it's more of a common courtesy than anything else. Like, that's all it is to me. But to be like, oh, well, it's your fault that I took the video. Like, what? No?
No, that's not how this goes.
Yeah, that's not how this goes. So, I don't know. That's just my whole deal with it and idea with it is...
Oh, I'm with you.
So, as we come back from break, we're at the Mayan ruins. Natty's breaking down. Paige is trying not to break down. Basically, they're all having a moment because of Dusty. Dusty's basically the only person that believed in TJ.
He's the only one of the only guys who believed in a lot of people. He was the one who always pushed for them.
Oh, he went to battle for people. Like, if he believed, from what I've always heard, if he believed in you, he'd go to war for you. And there are people that are on that roster today that he went to battle for that had he not, they wouldn't be there right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, they're saying he's like their dad, and I can't imagine losing my dad, and it's just a really hard moment. So they continue on, they tour around the ruins.
Basically, to take their mind off of things, basically, you would assume, since they're there. And they found an iguana.
It's eating. And basically, it emphasizes debris. You have to cherish your relationships, because they could be gone at any moment. Now we're looking out over the ocean, we're reflecting, and I think we're back drinking.
We're Paige apparently got a big mess, bug bite on her ass. Was he speaking about Cesaro when you talked to TJ? Yeah, he was.
Did he make out?
Paige is annoyed with the Cesaro and TJ talk.
Oh god, Paige is gonna have fun with it. Oh no.
Paige goes, do you think TJ is gay?
They don't even know what to do with that. Okay, so, as we go to break.
As we go to
basically,
break.
Basically, we've had the reflective moment. You know, it's Bree's probably gonna end up making up with her dad because of the whole Dusty situation.
And we'll see where everything else goes. That's all I got for that one.
Yeah, that's all I got for that one.
As we come
and
back
we come back from break.
Yeah.
Paige is asking Natty if she thinks TJ is gay.
Paige is like, Natty's like, I'm the only one to talk about smack about them, not you. Paige is like, just like, think about it. Apparently, Paige is talking smack, right? Talking smack is when you don't do it in front of someone's face, but his response was, of course I like Cesaro.
Oh, Jesus, Paige.
He's a very strong man. Cesaro's strong. Clean and jerk. One arm.
Oh my god! Oh my god in heaven!
He's like, I thought that's why you called to talk about Cesaro. He's the best he's ever had.
Oh my Jesus Christ, this is awesome.
How he pounds him.
Word choicing! Phrasing! Phrasing!
Paige is like, don't worry about what you say in front of strangers. We had a nice chat with TJ. It was great. It was amazing.
That was awesome. He can jerk 135 pounds with one hand. Oh god. Oh my god.
So TJ weighs 135? What?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Or his thing does.
That's a really big thing. Just saying. Apparently Nikki and Natty worked most days last year. Apparently Brie has a surprise.
Shots?
Alright.
Alright, so, I don't even know what to do with that. I just don't even know what to do with that. Bless Paige sometimes for giving us laughable moments like that.
Pretty much, that's the best way to put it. This is our okay relationship. Apparently very strong.
It's rock solid.
It's rock solid.
Like, I love how they're playing it up. It's just awesome.
It's amazing. It really, really is.
And Natty's like, I hate you all.
Pretty much, yeah. That's the deal.
I got nothing else.
As we come back from break, we have drums.
We have drums. We're having a party.
I don't know how this
We're going to have a show.
I don't know how this is Mexican, but okay.
Well, it's traditional drums and conch shells and fire.
Bree's like, proud to be Mexican. Nikki's now feeling the culture.
That's pretty cool. And now they're all dancing in a circle. They're having fun.
Time to jump in the pool.
Oh god, Nicole's in all white.
Well, she quickly got out of her white.
Oh god, Nicole brought the sexy.
For Naomi.
For Naomi.
And now she's showing off her ass.
Damn right. Paige's like, now I get why he wants to hide it. I understand it now.
Right.
He wants it all to himself. Now we're going to brunch.
Something.
Lunch? Dinner?
Food.
Something?
Food. Food. We're going to food.
We're going to food. Oh god, now we're doing wedding talk. Now we're doing wedding talk, and Alicia's just watching her, and Paige is like, I don't know, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to do the thing. And Paige didn't realize what goes into a wedding.
The baby shower. Say it's starting to feel real. It's becoming real to her, damn it.
Okay, so basically Paige only said yes because she doesn't want to lose Kevin. Okay, so that's all coming, so... This is episode 12, so yeah, I think next week is the season finale. Because there's only 13... 13 episodes this season?
There are 13. This is the mid-season finale.
So next week is the Ziggler episode.
Is the Ziggler episode. It's the Tyson Kidd gets hurt episode.
Basically everything goes down next week.
Yeah, so we got to talk about the Paige thing.
Yes, we do.
That's a cliffhanger right there.
Well, we all kind of figured that Paige wasn't exactly the ecstatic bride-to-be, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she was very unsure and she didn't know what else to do. And again, she needs to talk to him about it. And it's fine if you're engaged, but if you're saying yes to someone because you don't want to lose them, that's when you need to have a conversation about it where it's like, I love you. I really want to be with you. I'm just not sure if I'm ready to be engaged yet.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Or I'm not sure if I want to be married yet.
Right.
And that's when you guys make the decision of how quickly you want to get married, if you want to get married. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something, there's nothing, it's like we said last week, you can be engaged and not get married.
Right.
Nothing says you have to get married. Like, I have a friend who is perpetually engaged. Mm-hmm. 'Cause they just, it's like, they're together, they're happy, they're engaged, but they really don't want to do the wedding.
Right.
Or they don't have the money to do the wedding. So it's like, why not still just be together?
Right.
And make that decision to be together.
It's a good point.
So that's a conversation that Paige needs to have with Kevin, before this gets too far.
Right.
Because the thing is, you know, once people find out you're engaged, it's, oh, hey, you know, let's plan the wedding, which is what all the girls are doing is, hey, let's plan the wedding. And again, Paige is saying, I don't want to talk about it. We need some space. We need this. We need that. You know, I'm not interested in that. They're not listening to her.
Right.
And it's just something of, hey, you know, we're not going to get married right away. We're going to take our time. We're going to decide if this is what we really want. We're not going to rush into it kind of thing.
Right.
Which, you know, honestly, TJ and Natty were engaged for 10 years. Like, what, 5, 6? They were together for 10 years before they got married.
They were together. I don't know if they were engaged that long, but they were together for that long.
Yeah. So it's, you know, people can take their time. There's nothing wrong with taking your time. There's nothing wrong deciding that this is what you want to do with the rest of your life, because it is a big decision. And it's always easier to get out of an engagement than it is a marriage.
Yeah.
Cheaper, too.
A lot cheaper.
So, but Paige coming clean, that's a cliffhanger. That's a cliffhanger in the largest sense possible. And Naomi's embracing her sexy, which is good. You know, she said pretty much what we all feel, which is she has a right to decide what she wears and what she doesn't wear.
Right.
And John can kind of sort of stuff it.
Best way to put it. Best way to put it.
So looks like she respects his opinion, but
it's her body.
It's her body.
Yeah, her body.
She can do what she likes with it.
Pretty much, yeah.
So I think that wraps episode 12. What do you think?
It does. We have some cliffhangers coming up, and it's going to be intriguing next week.
It is going to be intriguing next week. So, well, till then, I guess we're all going to have to wait for the mid-season finale of Total Divas. But till then, I say we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay. This has been the Rack Extra Total Divas, episode 12. And we will see you next week for episode 13. Bye!